Good morning. We're continuing Chayadom Kachal Beis Siman Yud Zayin. So he deals with the reality of that they had of their Beis HaKnesses. It was many times it was outside of the city, or even if it was in the city, they had a reality of dark streets and unsafe streets walking at nighttime. So and you have a person who's davening in the shul. Are you mechuyev to wait to be his companion to walk him home safely? In Mishra Adam Yechidi Mispel Beis HaKnesses. So I'm there in shul. I'm the second to last one out. I finished davening, and there's still another person davening. So do I have to wait for him? Im hu beBeis HaKnesses shebesodah, if it's the shul out in the field, even by daytime. I feel be'ir, even if it's a shul which is in the city. Tilas arvis shemispalim b'layla, referring to the ma'ariv and the davening ma'ariv at nighttime. The Tosfos is mashma that the minhag was that they would actually daven ma'ariv after plag when it's still light. Specifically for this, because of this issue of coming back from the shul during the dark, they would try to avoid that. But in a case where that was a situation where he was coming back after Mar, which had been dominant at nighttime and it's dark, Chayv Chaver Lahamtin Olav Ad Shisayim Tilosoy. So Reuven, in our scenario, Reuven is finished davening and Shimon is still davening. Reuven is mechuyev to wait until Shimon finishes davening. In order that Shimon's mind should not become confused and distracted, Shimon realizes that he's left by himself and he has to walk home in an unsafe way because it's out in the field or it's in the city at nighttime. It will distract him from his tefillah and he'll be mevulbel in his tefillah. So Reuven has a chiyuv to prevent that by staying. The Gemara says if Reuven leaves under those circumstances, so Reuven's tefillah is ripped up in Shemayim. He undermined Shimon's tefillah, so his tefillah is undermined. Now I just said that if it's by daytime in the city, there's no chiyuv to wait. But even in that situation, it is appropriate for a person to wait to accompany. So Reuven should wait, even though Shimon is davening in the shul in the city by daytime. Reuven should wait for Shimon to finish, but that's not a chiyuv. This is all talking about a case, a situation where Shimon really expected to finish davening with everybody else. Let's say Shimon, the chassidim knew that his davening will take longer, and he decided to daven anyway. So Shimon, as it were, has accepted the reality that he's going to have to go home by himself. And once he's accepted that, it's not so distracting. So then Reuven is allowed to leave. So he gives two examples of this situation. One is where Shimon is adding in extra tefillahs of his own. He's being marked with tefillahs of sachanunim. He's adding in his own private bakashas. So doing so, knowing that this davening will be extended due to that, he might have to walk home by himself, but he decides it's worth it. So he accepted that situation already in his mind. That is one example. The second example is he came in late. So even though he is davening, but he knew up front that he's going to end up finishing davening later than everybody else, and he accepted it. By davening under these circumstances, he's indicated that he doesn't mind being by himself at the end. He started davening in such a way that he's going to be by himself. So he didn't expect to have accompaniment, and he's okay with it. So his tefillah is not going to be undermined. Mr. Bird does bring from the Sefer, from the Achronim, that even in that situation, is appropriate to meet his chassidus, to be mounted in that situation. He's not, the Reuven is not mechuyev to wait for Shimon, but Reuven would have a meet his chassidus, would have the act of chesed if he does wait for Shimon to finish davening, even if Shimon started late, or even if Shimon added his own bakashas and tachanunim. there is a Shulchan Aruch Rav, it says in a case where he's adding bakashas and tachanunim, there's not even a minute to see this to wait. In a case where a person came in late, so he's doing the regular tefillah, but he ended up being a little bit late. That happens sometimes. So I have a midas chasidus to wait for him. If he's being marach with tefillah, says achanunim, that's his own business. So if he did it l'chachkila, knowing that people are not, that he's going to be, he'll finish longer than everybody else. So he accepted that, and he's okay with that. So I'm not mechuyev to wait for him in that situation. But the Mishnah Berurah is not mashma like that. Because even in that situation, there's a midas chasidus to wait for Shimon to finish his tefillah. Have a good day.